Hello to all Earth citizens and welcome to my Conscious Coaching Podcast. This is Dr. Kianush, founder and creative director of MCCG. My Conscious Coaching Group is a non-political, non-religious 501c3 coaching nonprofit with initiatives in healthcare, leadership, and education with focus on emotional and spiritual intelligence. Our vision is to raise self and global awareness for a conscious mind through education and application of EQ and SQ, and our mission is to connect, collaborate, and partner with hospitals, academics, colleges, and medical schools and organizations to embrace growth, self-healing, and self-coaching to achieve well-being and peak performance of individuals and the team as a one connected whole. Today, my special friend, colleagues, and one of our newest board members at Conscious Coaching is our lovely Emily Terani. I always tell our audience how and since when I know my speakers. And about Emily, I met Emily at the beginning of the pandemic through our coaching activities and projects that we had at IOC weekly huddles. I was always impressed by her young energy and talents, and I always wish that I could have someone like her on board of MCCG. And the universe heard me and made my wishes come true. And here we are planning with Emily for our child and also with our child psychiatrist, Dr. Ravi Singh's on board to launch our kids and parents coaching program. To know a little bit about Emily, she is a certified professional leadership and high performance coach and graduate of Harvard University with a Master of Liberal Arts and Psychology in Extension Studies. She also holds a Bachelor of Science in Human Development and minor in Health Policy Analysis Management from Cornell University. Her greatest passion is to help empower others to improve their mental, emotional, social, physical, and professional well-being. Emily has extensive expertise in psychology and evidence-based behavioral change. She recently conducted a research on resilience, burnout, and psychological coping resources through her studies at Harvard University. As a coach, Emily helps people to be highly productive with minimal daily stress using science-based psychology, intuitive understanding, and coaching techniques. In other words, she helps clients transform their lives, make impactful changes, and achieve their desired career, health, and personal goals. As a human being, and on a personal note, Emily is a wonderful mother of an energetic and loving toddler, which is one of my reasons to have her as a great gift and fit to help our kids' parents coaching program, because she's living it actively on a daily basis. She has a nice TikTok account, which I always, enjoy watching her and her son, and her inspirational messages, coaching messages. I know that most of us have been a parent at some point of our lives, including myself, and it's always good to know how and where we could do better for our generations and next one as well. So for to be grandparents, aunts, uncles, this can be also a skill that you want or can have in your tools belt. Being that said, let's welcome Emily together. Hello, my dear. So pleased to have you on board and in our podcast. Double welcome.
Hi, Kianush. Big hug. I wish you could see me smiling through your introduction. It's such a pleasure to know you, and I'm excited to be here.
Same here. And I see you smiling, and your smile is inspirational and keeps me going sometimes, during our conversations. And it's contagious, as they say.
Okay.
Emily, let us know, how do you like our audience to know you and remember about you? I say a lot of things about you, but how do you want them to know you?
Yeah, great question. I would say that my background in human development will come through. Hopefully, that's my goal for our conversation today. So applying what I've studied and my experience as a mom, which I've learned quickly reading it in a textbook, is very different from actually living it out. And I think those two things, my experience in real life raising a toddler, my experience and education, and then what I've learned as a coach, they're also synergetic. So I'm hoping that the viewers will see how those three things come to play and that I can share what I know. And that's really all I can do is offer any tidbits that I have.
Thank
And hopefully
you.
it will be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. And you are a wonderful model. I'm watching you. So just a great
Thank you.
example of the knowledge of the knowing and doing and being together. So Emily, tell us, what's the most rewarding and challenging part of the parenting to you?
I think it's incredibly awesome to watch a little human blossom and grow and develop a personality. And this person who at first was just a little blob that I had to take care of now has become my best friend. And it's really wonderful to just see the world unfold but before his eyes. So that I'd say is the most rewarding part. There's two things that I would call out as challenging. One, sleep deprivation. I love sleep. You'll notice on my coaching social media, I often talk about the importance of sleep. So that probably is one of the harder things that I've had to navigate, still navigating. And then just conflicting priorities and goals. I've always been very career oriented, and at the same time have known I always wanted to be a mom, even at a young age. People always would call me mom, like my friends. And so at first glance, those two things are in conflict. They don't necessarily go hand in hand. So just balancing being present, being there for my son, while also building my coaching career and being there for the organization that I work for. So those two things. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I can say that the joy and challenges, are competing with each other and running parallel in your life. And Emily, what do you think that the coaching is important for the parents and parenthood during, raising a child and the childhood?
I would argue that being a parent is being a coach. We're coaching them on life, and that my philosophy on parenthood is that sometimes I see parents that feel like they own their child, where we're really just a guide for them. And we've been gifted the opportunity to guide this little soul through life with our expertise and interests and are really there to support them. But diving a little bit more into the actual coaching theory, there's a coaching theory called self-determination theory. And in that, you are helping someone, or each person has basic night needs. One is confidence, so feeling that you can master and have control of your lives and the things that you want to do, and that's essential to wellness. The next is autonomy, so feeling that you're independent, you can control your own behaviors, your life, your goals. And then feeling related, or having relatedness and belonging and connection to other people. And so coaches, that's a very core thing of what we do. And I would argue that that's exactly what parents are doing too. A lot of people come to coaching because they didn't necessarily get that from their childhood and parenthood. But if done right, a person walks away having self-determination.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So just the parents that are also the best friends of the children, I think that's they are and they can be the real coach. But something to me after being certified was revealed in the kids co in the kids coaching, and parents kids coach coaching the minors is that there is a difference when you do the coaching for the kids and the adult to adult, we don't advise them what to do. The coaches always ask question, and it's more on the autonomy of the adults to choose and find their own way. But the kids coaching is a little different because it has to be some more teaching and education and a little bit of consulting aspect to it as well, because they don't know yet. So that's a little difference that it comes to me that coaching for between the children and adult. But what do you think the what kind of coaching skills do you think the parents need to have?
I would say active listening and empathy. So if you're able to really listen to your child's thoughts and feelings, and you can show them empathy that you understand, you're creating a safe space where they can really share fully and you can be there. They won't hide anything from you, and you can help them navigate whatever it is that they're going through. Another thing that comes from coaching that can be applied to parenting is questioning and reflecting. So asking really good questions to get them to open up, to really reflect on their experiences, their decisions, their behavior, goal setting, and being autonomous. I think that the number one goal of parenthood is to raise a well-adjusted and autonomous human beings so that when your child becomes an adult, they can navigate the world and all of its challenges and be resilient. So if you help them to set age-appropriate goals and give them a sense of autonomy and responsibility, that can help them have a lot of internal intrinsic motivation and continue to evolve and grow. There's a lot of coaching skills, giving them feedback, positive constructive feedback, skills for being resilient. I could probably talk your ear off for the next 2 hours to go through all the different coaching skills that are helpful.
It never ends. And I know it's easier said than done, especially when it comes to coaching and relatives, than even more difficult for the children and the parents. I mean, I'm talking from my own personal view as well. See, it's not always easy to wear your coaching hat as a parent as well. And it's not also easy to establish, you know, that trust and connection. That's something that I enjoy seeing you and your son, is just the way you two are connected. And this connection is really important for parents to establish that trust and that bridge of communication so they can be able to share. But then the other challenge for me is as they grow up, you know, being labeled as parents, it just bring a kind of careful and cautiousness, you know, to the children. Do they have to believe everything that the parent says? So that becomes a challenge, you know, for the parents, that they need to stay in that friendship zone with the children. And that's where, you know, the coaching adults, you know, and coaching parents at the same time, we are coaching the children, is a helpful, you know, tools. So they have also access to those skills. But how do you think the coaching skill can empower parents, you know, to foster a positive, flexible, growth-oriented mindset for their children?
Yeah, great question. And maybe I can just explain a little bit about what the growth-oriented mindset is and why it's important for children. There's been a lot of research where if you compliment a child on how smart they are, or that they're really intelligent, or they're so athletic, whatever it might be, those are all things that they can't really change. They're like inherent in who they are, versus when you give them feedback on, wow, you put in so much effort, so you got a great grade, or something where it's something that they can control and change. They've found that those students tend, or children tend to be more successful later in life. And there's a lot of specific metrics around that. And it's because of this growth mindset that it's not something that's fixed. So tapping into coaching skills as a parent, where you're using, you're celebrating their effort, you're encouraging them to be autonomous, you're getting them to rethink certain beliefs they have, or to just have a different perspective on a situation, so they're not necessarily having negative self-talk, or they're not thinking that the world is over if they didn't get an outcome they wanted, that a failure isn't seen necessarily as a failure, but rather it's a learning opportunity. It's an opportunity for improvement. These strategies are all things that we use as coaching skills, and they can be applied to parenting. And I just want to connect to something that you said before, which is there is a distinction in parenting versus coaching. And that coaching, we're always in the coach mindset and wearing our coaching hat. A parent has to wear a different hat. So in one moment, they might be wearing the best friend hat. Another time, they have to be a little bit more disciplinary. But another time, they can have their coaching hat on. So knowing when to tap into the coaching skills can be really useful and beneficial as a parent.
Yeah, great explanation and clarification. Thank you, Emily. As a new parent, and do you have any practical tips for us that how do you think that parents or we can embody coaching to the parenting?
I can speak from personal experience. This growth mindset and just reframing situations was the most helpful for me. And I had seen actually on social media, someone wrote that it's not all the things that we have to do in life. Our children aren't interrupting all the things that we have to do in life, like all the responsibilities, the work, those things. It's that all the responsibilities we have are getting in the way of our time with our children. And that was game changing for me to be more patient with my new baby. And if I can get anything across to viewers, it's that. So when you find as a new parent that you're thinking in a negative way, like what's a different way that you can look at the situation? I know that there's some others where they say that now you jump ahead 30 years, your child's an adult, and you get to go back to one day in their childhood and today is that day. So those mind techniques, which is something we use in coaching, is just how do you look at something differently, was really helpful and has been really helpful for me as a parent in those frustrating moments where he's having a tantrum or I haven't gotten enough sleep or something like that.
Yeah, reframing definitely will help. And I know as a parent, you know, that when we become a parent, our life never is like before. So we cannot expect that to become that ordinary person that we were before becoming a mother or a father. So the things change and we have a new mission and calling in life, and that's raising another human being and make them prepare for life, you know, and the challenges. And as you mentioned, wearing different hats, you know, in different times. And as a human, we are not perfect as well. And there's so much to manage and juggle, especially the self-care part. I mean, the sleep, as you mentioned, and it's part of also our coaching work, that the physical intelligence, you know, our sleep, nutrition, and all of this is the foundation of our collective intelligence. So it's really a balance. And I think great parenthood is one of the most difficult jobs on the earth.
I would agree.
Yeah. And so being that said, I know that we had a webinar and a summit. You talk about the anxiety, I mean, managing an anxiety in an adult. And I really benefit from that conversation. And so when you coach adult and mostly for the stress and anxiety management, tell us a little bit about that and how is it different, you know, coaching the children. I mean, as having a child and probably, I mean, they are expressing anxiety, you know, and fear or, I mean, stress at sometimes. So how do you manage that? And what's the difference between adult and children anxiety?
Yeah, sure. So I'll start with explaining my primary work so far with coaching, which is I tend to coach high achievers and high performers from different industries. And of course, with that, a lot of them tend to be perfectionists. So there's a lot of self-inflicted stress that comes with the pressures of meeting responsibilities of their job, as well as the expectations and demands that they've put on themselves because they want to be successful. And so a lot of times I find that people don't realize the things that they're doing that are causing them stress and anxiety, because many of them associate, and I used to be guilty of this, still something I'm working through, but it feels like we have to have stress in order to be productive and get things done. So a lot of times stress and anxiety manifest in stealthy ways, and you don't necessarily realize that that's what they are. So that is where I would say that there's some similarities coaching adults around this and children. A main difference is that adults often are consciously aware. They know what stress is. They know what anxiety is. But even with that, it does show up in ways that aren't necessarily straightforward or aren't something that you would really realize is stress and anxiety. And that stems from childhood. Like toddlers hit because they're so overwhelmed. When they get in that hitting phase, they're so overwhelmed with their emotions and they don't know what to do with it. So a lot of times they thrash and they hit and they do things that are not pro-social behaviors. So recognizing and helping children to understand the emotions that they're going through and experiencing and regulating when they don't necessarily have the full brain development for those parts of emotional regulation and control in the brain that an adult would, is a main difference and something that's helpful to work through in coaching. I have seen, though, that children do respond similarly to certain techniques. You can teach young children, even as young as 3, 4, 5 years old, how to regulate their emotions, control their breathing, be mindful. So there's a lot of similarities. You just have to keep in mind basically the physical neurological differences. And Kianish, you could probably speak more to that with your medical background.
Yeah, it is. And, there's something that to me is different between the children, and the adult stress and anxiety is just in children, it shows most sometimes and mostly as a physical symptom. For example, if they are have a fear of going to school or on the exam, it shows as the belly pain, and other symptoms, the nausea, and the parents have to be aware, and watchful when they are complaining of those symptoms. Not that they may not be other reasons for it, but it can be their emotion appearing in their physical body as well. And I mean, it is important, and to me, working, as an emotional intelligence focus coach with the adult, it is important also for the children as well to be able to label their emotion, to recognize it. And in our upcoming program, we are just going to use, I mean, really playful stuff through using the stories and the puppets and, I mean, the emotions respond, so they just understand and recognize even the word, what happy means, what sad means, what fear means, and through the storytelling and the narratives. And we just had a recent podcast with Conscious Stories, Bedtime Conscious Stories with Andrew Newman, that a wonderful author, just writing, a stories book that the parents can use it with the tool. There's a meditation tool actually in those book. At the last 20 minutes of the day become the most productive and quality work and time between the parents and the children, and it's calming them and it's helpful to them. It brings the breath work to their relationship, and it's connect them more, and it's making them ready actually for the next day as well. So in our program, we are using all these tools and having great people like you with experience and knowledge and wisdom on board. So hopefully can make a difference for our parents, and the audience that are interested to this work as well. Thank you so much, Emily, for all, I mean, you are doing for the world and for this work. And at the end, do you have any other, last minute tips for us?
Just to speak to what you were just talking about a little bit, is that young children recognize pro-social behavior. They can also recognize when something is not pro-social behavior, when something is not nice. So giving them the language to use, giving them techniques, like you were saying, the mindfulness, the breathing are really helpful. I love what you're saying, that it manifests in the body. Sometimes also children will say the opposite of what they mean. So they might say, I hate you, but they really mean, I need your attention. Can you show me some love? So it coaching, I don't think typically is something that people are thinking about for parenting and for children, but it can be a very powerful tool because we're providing children and the parents of those children with support. So this is a really awesome program, and I really appreciate that you looped me into it.
And we appreciate you for accepting, and being part of our team. And let us, our audience, know how they can learn and know more about you, and especially just, I mean, your social media and your TikTok, clips, and accept that how they can know and learn more about you and what you do.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok. The handle is Emily Tarani Coaching, which is just my name and my coaching. And I'm also on LinkedIn too with Emily Tarani. So I would definitely encourage any of you to connect with me. And yeah, look forward to hearing from you all.
Thank you so much, Emily. Thank you for being here today. It was a pleasure to have you, and happy parenting.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks to you again.
Goodbye to our listeners, and remember, one podcast at a time. Thank you for being with us for another one. You can visit our website at myconscious.org to learn more about us, or write to us at coach@myconscious.org. And please stay connected by following us on our social media platforms, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, not to miss our upcoming episodes and events. Love and light from all of us to you. Make it a great day, everyone.